Let's talk about our health. Thick skin is for more than just protecting you against hurtful wounds. It also helps you keep looking young because aging turns your skin from thick and supple to thin and less elastic. Help fight wrinkles and sagging skin with Multicollagen. Multicollagen helps you improve your skin texture, hydration, skin elasticity. It's made with top five most critical research types of collagen that support your skin against wrinkles and sagging skin. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their three-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for three solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest preparedness company with millions of families already protected. These three-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. 2022 has shown us what might be coming. So if you're fed up with everything being so expensive and the threat of a recession hanging over us, it's time to take action. A precious metal IRA uses tax-advantaged gold and silver to keep inflation at bay and give you protection from financial nightmares. And you'll get a stunning free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open up a qualifying IRA account this month. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. If New Year's resolution is to improve your health like 48% of other Americans, here's something you can help. Support your weight management goals with this amazing Keto Power. This supplement helps with attaining and maintaining a healthy body weight by helping elevate your body's levels of ketones, which can aid with appetite management, metabolism, and your overall energy levels. Tens of thousands of Americans have turned to this method to help manage their weight. So what do you have to lose? Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Hi, and welcome to the X22 Report Spotlight. Today we have a returning guest, John, also known as Patel Patriot. You can see all his work on his Rumble channel, Patel Patriot. You can also see him on Telegram, on True Social. I think he has a Twitter account now where you can also view him on Twitter. And he started his new channel, Badlands Media. You can also check him out on that on Rumble. I'll put all the links at the bottom of the video. And I am very happy to have John back on the X22 Report Spotlight. John, welcome back to the Spotlight.
Thanks, Dave. Very happy to be here as well. Nice to talk to you again.
Hey, thanks for coming back on. And we're at a point now where the 2020 election has passed. The midterms, they're still in progress right now. We still have what's going on in Arizona. And we're seeing the cheating both in the 2020 election and now really in the 2022 election. And Trump, lately, he's been truthing out a lot of information about, you know, the election. They have been rigged. They've been stolen. We need to do something about it. And if there's this much fraud, we might have to suspend. And he's not really actually saying suspended. He's saying according to the Constitution, if there is fraud, if there is fraudulent elections, that yes, there are mechanisms that we must follow. So do you think Trump is building up to devolution? Because devolution is, I do believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, when we had the insurrection on November 3rd, where they stole the presidential election, I mean, at that point, I think the military was activated at that point. It might have been, you know, during the pandemic when he said we were attacked, but I think the full activation might have been when foreign governments, the deep state players, actually overthrew the United States government, because that's really what they did. They overthrew the government. So is he like now bringing us down a path where the people need to start getting involved so the military can get involved? And I mean, we've seen a couple of cases with Myanmar. We're seeing Brazil, and there's two separate cases because Myanmar, the military just stepped in and without the people. And on the other side, we have Brazil, where we have the people calling on the military. So where are we right now with devolution, and what do you think is happening?
Yeah, man, that's a loaded question. So to start off, devolution in general, you know, like right after the midterms, Had a lot of people kind of piling on, you know, saying, oh, midterms have passed. Devolution can't be real now. But it's just a faulty misunderstanding of what my series says, what I've said and everything. You know, I'm the one who kind of put a timeline on devolution. You know, just my opinion was that Trump needed to come back before the midterms, because if he didn't, they were going to steal the midterms. And then that's pretty much exactly what we saw. We had a massive red wave. We gained 3.5 million Republican voters, and they were still able to steal enough seats in the House to keep it close. And they're still going to maintain a majority in the Senate. It felt like they stole quite a bit. And, you know, so devolution, it's a continuity of government plan. It's something, you know, we don't know when Trump activated it. I fully believe that he knew he was going to have to walk away. He knew they were going to steal it. And so he was taking steps to implement a devolution along the way. You know, like a month before, you know, the election, that Irregular Warfare Annex came out, you know, from Ezra Cohen Watnick. And that's kind of what we've seen unfold, is this is an irregular warfare battle for the narrative, right? Dismantling of the media and all these narratives that they've been putting forth. And one of those narratives is election fraud. And so continuity of government, devolution, you know, it's 100% still in play. And all it is, it's basically the insurance plan. It's keeping the United States from completely falling into ruin or being attacked. You know, we don't know what national essential functions this continuity of government plan is maintaining, but that's what it's for. That's the purpose of it, is to maintain the country from crossing that red line, so that we have a country to save, you know. And that's what's happening in the meantime, is this mass awakening and getting people to wake up. And so yeah, his truths lately have been huge, and there's so many major storylines going on at the same time. It's almost hard to keep up with. Mm-hmm. You know, you have the Twitter purchased by Elon Musk, and he's all of a sudden dropping all these truth bombs and exposing how in 2020 you had a party, a political party, the Biden administration or the Biden campaign at the time, colluding with big tech and the FBI and social media to suppress a story, the Hunter Biden laptop. And that's just one aspect of this. I mean, they were doing this for all sorts of things, but just that one alone constitutes some form of election interference. And then you look what's actually on the laptop. You have the Bidens with direct monetary ties to a foreign government and multiple foreign governments, Ukraine, you know, some Russia, that mayor's wife who gave the Bidens $3.5 million. You have China. And so I think the Hunter Biden laptop story alone being suppressed, that constitutes foreign interference in an election because of who the Biden administration's ties are to. But it's huge that now Trump is pushing this narrative of, you know, maybe there are aspects or rules or regulations in the Constitution that need to be altered or something to rectify this, because how can you allow a fraudulent election to go through and have no remedy for it? And I think that's kind of the point that he's trying to make, is if one party is going to trample all over the Constitution, how can we, you know, remedy that by only sticking to the constitutional, you know, framework? And so that's where devolution does come into play. And it is interesting, too, that, you know, now that he's been harping about this, all of a sudden, you know, the Democrats and the left and the mainstream media, they're all about the Constitution now. Yeah. You know, they didn't care that the First Amendment rights were being trampled on and people are getting booted off of Twitter and suppressed and all this stuff, you know, back in 2020. And since then, now they're all about this Constitution thing. But yeah, it's nuts. I really think that we're headed towards, and this is what we've been building towards, some sort of climax here. And it seems like with more truth coming out, that's where we're getting. And I agree with what you said with, you know, you have Brazil, Berlin and Myanmar, right? These are three areas mm-hmm. in the world that are having election situations of their own. In Myanmar, you had the military directly step in. In Berlin, we had the courts kind of rule,
right?
You know, hey, we're going to do this election. And then now in Brazil, we have the people demanding some sort of action from their military to not let this go through. And, you know, Brazil, they have a different constitution, and there is a constitutional framework for them and the military to actually step in and intervene and not let the stolen election go through. And it's rumored that that's kind of what's going to happen here, but we don't have any, you know, for sure is there. We don't know what's going to happen, but that's the framework that I think Trump wants us to take. It is more of, you know, the people, the people getting involved and taking our government back and not allowing this to go on any further. But we're not at the point where we're suffering enough, essentially, to have millions of people in the streets demanding that things change. We're too comfy here.
I agree with that. We are comfortable because if we were uncomfortable, we would see people out there protesting, people saying this is we have had enough. And I think that is a very good point because people are expecting the military just to fly in with their helicopters, tanks, and, you know, round the people up and say, okay, everything's all said and done and we can go on our way. But I think what Trump is doing, and when you really look at what Elon has done with Twitter and Trump truthing out about the elections, showing 2020 how it the elections didn't make sense, then showing in 2022 the elections didn't make sense, and actually pushing that there is election fraud, I think he needs the people awake. He needs the people to get off their ass and say enough is enough. And the only way people actually do something is when you are uncomfortable, when you feel like I can't take it anymore. Now, if you're still going out to dinner, if you're still going to the movies, if you're still saying everything's great, you know, the world is okay, I'm not that worried, you're not at that point. And you could see, and I'm not talking about the people that do the research. See, this is where people get a little confused, I think. Myself, you, and many, many others who've been going through this, and we know quite a bit, it's not about us. It's about everyone else. They might support Trump. They're probably behind him, but they're not ready yet to accept everything that we know yet. And I think what's been happening, especially with Elon taking over Twitter, they're starting to find out a lot of information. And to digest this, you just can't, you know, shove it down their throat and say, hey, you got the truth now, because they'll choke on it and they'll probably pass out. So I think they need to digest all of this a little bit at a time so they understand what has really been happening in this country. And I think people, that you understand that, because when you speak to friends or relatives and things like that, you really start to understand that they're not ready for all of this. They know something's wrong. They know that something's not right. But I think he's waiting for the people to reach that uncomfortable point, which is, we call it the precipice. If you look at the Q post, that precipice where they say enough is enough. And right now, I don't think the people are there yet. And I think this whole entire plan is to bring people up to speed. And I think that's where we're headed.
Yeah, I completely agree. And that's, you know, the latest article that I wrote, it's been a little while now, but my part 23 and even part 22, you know, this is all about irregular warfare and psyops and what that really means. You know, part 23, we go through the Rich Higgins memo and he kind of outlines everything that Trump was up against. And it's the entire establishment, which is not just mainstream media, but it's big tech, it's social media, it's the, you know, academics, it's Hollywood, it's the rhinos. It's everything.
Yeah.
And the left and our enemy had control of all of that stuff. They had complete control of the entire mechanism for getting the narrative out there and maintaining it. And so knowing you're up against that, you know, that's kind of where I think the Q operation was born. It makes total sense for you to compete in a narrative war. You need some way to dismantle the mainstream media's control of the narrative, but you need to bypass it in the process. And that's exactly what we've seen with the Q operation and everything that's kind of come out of that. And so, you know, with that being said, everything is about optics. That's what narrative is. It's all about the optics and setting the narrative. And the last thing Trump needs or wants is the narrative or optics of a coup. And so that's what I think this whole thing has been about avoiding. And that's why I think he knew he had to walk away on the 20th and let Biden assume office, because he didn't want it to look like a coup. If you would have stepped in and prevented it, it would have looked like a coup. And so how do you do that now? Is you need people to wake up and organically get Trump back into office somehow, right? Or at least get to a point where, you know, there's enough people awake and accepting of Trump's return that, you know, it won't look like a coup. It'll be like, okay, well, yeah, please come back. But again, we're too comfy. It just is what it is. But things are changing with Twitter, and I mean, just look at these last midterm elections. There's a poll that came out from Rasmussen. It was like 61% of all voters thought there was fraudulent activity in this midterm, and like 56% of people wanted some sort of audit nationwide to see what was going on. And there's a poll that just came out on November 30th. 71% of voters thought that the outcome in Arizona was affected by issues in Maricopa. And the previous high for any election, that this is what they said, was like 59%. So a majority of the people now are starting to realize that there's issues with our elections. That's a huge step. And then, you know, this is coupled with Twitter releasing stuff from before the election. And they're saying that Twitter, the Twitter files 2.0 or whatever is coming out, and that's going to be how the media and everything covered up stuff after the election. The big part of this, and I think the most impactful, is going to be what actually happened with the election. That's what people aren't even talking about. The actual machines and the ballot dumping and the mules, all that stuff. I mean, election fraud is, it's death by a thousand cuts. Like, there's so many different ways and so many different things involved in stealing an election. And so far, we're really just talking about one with what came out of the Twitter stuff. There's so much more to be exposed. Imagine Trump's messaging as more stuff comes out about the 2020 election and what the, you know, establishment did to cover it up and steal this thing. As more of that gets exposed, and then, you know, all these storylines of the economy getting worse and worse, and fertilizer is starting to go away, we're going to go through a potential food shortage, you know, energy crisis, all this stuff, people are going to be pretty pissed. And seeing that the guy in office shouldn't even be there, I mean, it's kind of building towards this perfect storm of events, of pissed off people finally waking up and realizing that their government has lied to them about everything, including elections. And, you know, there's got to be some sort of remedy for that. And that's what Trump has been kind of messaging about.
You know, when we go back to, you know, people being comfortable and uncomfortable hitting the precipice, if you actually step back and you take a look at the 40,000 foot view here, we might not have understood it when the resident came into the White House, but he needed someone in the optics. Like you said, optics have to be fantastic in all of this. You needed someone to bring you to that uncomfortable place. Now, it wasn't going to be Trump. Why not have the resident do that? I'm talking about Biden, for those people that don't know what I'm talking about when I say the resident, the guy that's living in the White House. Why not have him? And if you know the playbook, if you know what they're going to do, allow them to do everything that they want to do. And it's going to piss off a lot of people. It's going to make people very angry, especially when people start losing their jobs, especially when people can't make a living, especially when people can't pay their bills or fuel costs get way too high. That is definitely going to make people very, very uncomfortable. And on the other side, for optics, if you really take a look at it, Trump is not coming out with any of this information. Let's see, Elon is coming out with the information about what the Biden administration has done. Durham is coming out with the information of what Hillary Clinton and FBI has done. Trump, he's not coming out with any information. Actually, he's using the information from all these other sources and focusing it and saying, look what these other people are finding. And there's election fraud. The FBI was involved with the Hunter Biden laptop. We're now finding out that Twitter was involved. We're going to find out that YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, they were all involved. Then that's going to go back to the corrupt politicians. So I think the optics right now are incredible because he's out of the picture. He's completely out of the picture.
Yeah, that's something actually I've written about too, is you know, Trump has been telling us all these things throughout his presidency, right? He was telling, you know, the media is the enemy of the people. He's been telling us about the corruption and you know, the DOJ being, you know, totally politicized, all this stuff. He's been warning us about everything that we've seen unfold under the Biden administration, but it's like one of those things. And I this might even be a Q thing. I don't remember, but you know, you can't tell people, you have to show them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. And you made a really good point too, about the things that are happening under Biden that just could not happen under Trump. And, you know, the war in Ukraine is a perfect example, because if, you know, in order for Trump to pull off something like devolution and to be harping about election fraud and all this stuff, he needed to legitimately win in 2020. And in a massive way, you know, he had to win massively so that the fraud was obvious. And that's what we got. And if there's anything along the way that could have, you know, hampered his chances at winning, it wouldn't have been good. And something like Putin invading Ukraine under Trump's watch, it couldn't have happened. It would have hurt his election chances. That's something that could only happen under a Biden administration. Now, what are we getting from that? It's kind of waking people up. But look at the laundering and corruption scheme that just came out with FTX.
Yeah.
That scandal is huge. And that's something that, you know, it's no coincidence that it came from Ukraine. That's how it got exposed. Ukraine partnered with FTX, and all of a sudden, you know, that money is being filtered back into the United States. And then Elon Musk, too, he just tweeted the other day that, you know, it's much more than the millions of dollars that they're saying. It's billions of dollars. Where's that money at? And it's true. That's another massive red pill for people, is seeing how our tax dollars keep getting sent to this foreign country, and that country is then funneling it back somehow to our own government to pay for these, to essentially pay for election theft.
Yeah,
that's what they're doing. It's disgusting. And so it's stuff like that. And the economy too, our economic system, the fiat system, it's kind of broken, and it has been for a long time. This debt system we're in massive amounts of debt. The economy at some point needed to crash and be dismantled in order to rebuild it and do things the right way. And who knows what kind of system? Some people think it's going to be a Bitcoin system. I personally think it's going to be some sort of gold-backed system. Who knows? Hedge your bets. I'm not a financial advisor, but if you're going to expose something like that, you don't want to do it under, while you're in office. You want that the economy to crash under Biden's watch. And so Trump kind of set the ball in motion by printing all that money and the COVID relief stuff that happened. And now we're dealing with the effects of that and everything under the Biden administration. And it's perfect because Trump had the best economy. Biden's like very quickly heading towards the worst economy if we're not already there. And it's a kind of a perfect storm for waking people up.
Yeah, I agree with that. Now, I don't know how you think this is going to play out, but we see certain things happening right now. I think the January 6th Unselect Committee, they're going to make a referral to the Department of Justice now. They haven't released the names of the people. Now, I'm wondering if it's going to be Trump, because I think they're going to try to get him one way or another. How do you think this is going to play out? Do you think they're going to indict Trump?
I don't know. I'm kind of torn. They've been trying to go after Trump for 6-7 years, and they haven't found anything. Every time it's like, oh, this time we really got him, right? But it's they haven't got anything on him. I wouldn't be surprised at all, though, if there is some sort of referral that comes out of this committee. But it's totally unconstitutional. I mean, this committee has been going pretty much since January 6th, and I think all of it too. You remember what happened, right? I believe January 6th was a false flag. I think Trump knew it was coming, and then right after it happened, they called him an insurrectionist. They booted him off Twitter, and then they rushed to impeach him. And when the impeachment didn't go through, they started this committee. The whole thing is, I believe, has been about they knew Trump had him and Trump was going to do something to prevent Biden from taking office. That's what they were trying to prevent. And when he didn't do it, I think they were just as surprised as we were, that Trump didn't prevent Biden from taking office. And now ever since then, it's been about finding out what he actually did do, because there's no way he literally would have been derelict in his duties to just walk away and let Biden take office. There's a video from, it was October 20th. Trump was on a tarmac in Arizona talking to reporters, and he flat out called Joe Biden a criminal and the media criminals for not covering the Hunter Biden laptop story. Cause this was 6 days after the laptop story came out and Twitter suppressed it. And you got to remember, Trump knew what was on the laptop because Giuliani had it. And so Trump knew of Biden's ties to China just from the laptop. Imagine what he knew from the military side of things, too, and their intelligence apparatus. But knowing all that and knowing that the election was stolen, he would have been derelict in his duties not to do something and just allow Biden to take office. So that's why I think there's something in play. And I believe it's devolution.
So do you think the military intelligence, I mean, they don't really have control over the military. It's a separate branch from the, from the CIA, NSA, and the military is bound by their oath. So do you think military intelligence this entire time, do you think they've been monitoring what's been happening? I mean, if they've been activated and they're standing by letting Trump, because if we look at the Q post, let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their 3-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy to make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for 3 solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest preparedness company with millions of families already protected. These 3-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. 2022 has shown us what might be coming. So if you're fed up with everything being so expensive and the threat of a recession hanging over us, it's time to take action. A precious metal IRA uses tax-advantaged gold and silver to keep inflation at bay and give you protection from financial nightmares. And you'll get a stunning free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open up a qualifying IRA account this month. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. it says that they're allowing Trump to actually call the shots and move forward with his plan. So I don't think according to the Post and what I've learned is that the military is allowing Trump to go down this certain path. Now, do you think they have the information and they're just standing by waiting for we the people and waiting for the truth to come out and everything else?
I do think so. I mean, there has been, you know, I haven't read through all the posts, right? But I've seen some, you know, people have shown me some. I'm really good friends, really close with a lot of people that are, you know, have studied Q in and out. And there are some interesting connections that can be made. You know, was Trump asked to run? And then you look back and there's that clip of him saying that it was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Dunford, who spoke with Trump and really, you know, that was Trump said himself that that was kind of what got him encouraged to do it. But if you look at the grand scheme of things, right, the military would have seen all the corruption and crimes from the previous administrations. And so it makes total sense that, you know, all that stuff adds up. It checks out in my book. As far as what's going on right now in the military intelligence, I do believe, especially through Cybercom, the NSA, and probably some assistance from Space Force, that they're monitoring a ton of stuff. I mean, it's not just the elections and how those are stolen. I think they have all the evidence of that. You know, I'm sure it's any corrupt dealings and stuff going on while Trump is away. You know, I do think they have their pulse on things. But again, this is about we the people demanding, you know, some sort of action from our government and not allowing this corrupt system to stand. I think the military would be ready to come in and show the evidence and be like, hey, yep, this is all the proof and evidence we have. But if the population is not at a ready or not at a point where we're all ready and willing to like accept it. You know what I mean? Like if only 30% of the population wants Trump back and is ready to, you know, to kind of back that up in a sense, then it does no good because 70% of the population is against it. But if you flip that the other way around, if 70% of the population or more or whatever is like, yes, please Trump back anything, you know, and then all of a sudden, yeah, we have the proof that you should, you know, there was foreign interference, all this stuff, then it's a completely different situation. So I do think they have everything they need. It's just a matter of us and the population being ready and willing to accept it so that there's no violence in the streets or any form of, you know, small scale civil war. Cause you know, if Trump makes any moves or any moves are made to get Trump back in, that's like kind of the final step for the enemy. Like that's the death blow. And so they're going to react pretty violently. You know, who knows, has Antifa been cut out or cut off? I think so, a majority, but they're still going to do everything they can. And so you need a majority of the population to make sure that it's not as bad as it could get, I guess.
Well, I think that the deep state players, I think when the information's coming out with Elon Musk and he's continually producing this information, I don't think Durham is finished yet. And I don't think what's happening out in Arizona is finished yet. I think a lot of people are going to start to learn a lot of things, especially with like Balenciaga and everything else that's happening with that. And as this information continually flows, I think the deep state, they're going to be in a tough position because they don't want this information out there. The more this information gets into the public arena, the worse it gets for them. Yes, they can, like MSNBC, CNN, they all can ignore it. They can pretend that it's not happening. But eventually, they're going to have to talk about it, just like with the Hunter Biden laptop. They could say it was, you know, Russian disinformation. They can say it wasn't real. They could say it was stolen. But eventually, as the truth continually comes out, they have to acknowledge something. That's why I think CBS finally acknowledged that the laptop was real. New York Times acknowledged that, yes, it is real. Eventually, when this information comes out, they're going to have to acknowledge something. And I think the deep state will try to stop them before it gets that far. Because
sure,
and what are they going to do? And I remember Bill Gates saying that we're going to have a hung midterm election and we're going to have a civil war. I don't think he meant it on the same exact day. I think the deep state likes to project out there what they're planning to do. So, I mean, we have certain things happening, like in North Carolina, we had a power infrastructure center shot up and the power went out. Now we have Rachel Maddow out there reporting that, you know, far right people like to shoot up power infrastructure stations. I mean, they're just making this stuff up as they go along, but you can see what they're planning on. And there's actually other people tweeting about the Patriot Front group and Proud Boys. They're the ones who are going to be out on the streets because it feels like they're trying to associate them with MAGA and Trump supporters. So I feel like they're going to do something very, very similar to January 6th. where they had,
for sure,
you know, confidential human sources. They had neo-Nazis in there, Antifa, you name it. And they were all involved in this. And there are a lot of people dressed up in MAGA gear and things like that that weren't really for MAGA. With devolution and from your research, I mean, do you see anything like that where, because this, let me just back up for a sec, because this brings me to the point of the Constitution. Because if they do start some type of rebellion, even though they're trying to pretend that it's the Trump supporters and MAGA supporters, if they indict Trump, they could say, oh, look, the MAGA supporters, Trump supporters, they're all angry now and they're out on the street, even though it's not really us out on the street. I mean, they can use this and they can try to push this just like they did with January 6th.
Yeah, no, I agree with what you're saying, you know, some sort of false flag dependent on MAGA and say that's, you know, some sort of insurrection or coup or whatever. But this is the kind of the beauty of where we're at right now is the mainstream media, they really have two options. They can either continue down the path that they're on and continue to lie to people and whatnot, or they can tell the truth. Now, when they had control of the entire narrative apparatus, they could lie and do whatever they wanted because, you know, the big tech and social media would suppress the truth. And, you know, they'd have all these individuals and stories and stuff framed to back up what they're saying, even though none of it was true. And now we're finding out after the fact a lot of the truth around a lot of the stories and narratives that they were trying to put forth. But now with Twitter being pretty much unleashed without the censorship, without the suppression, without the algorithms, we finally have a battlefield where we can compete with these people and get the truth out there. And they can't push these lies anymore. And I think that's so huge. So if something were to happen and they were to come out and try to spin something as a lie and the truth gets out through social media, what are they going to do? It's just going to show people that, you know, the media can't be trusted, which is a big step in waking people up. Is once you realize you've been lied to, it really changes you. You know what I mean? Hmm. You have that inside of you. You can't like trust the people anymore. The people that have been lying to you. That's a big step that needs to take place. And I think there's so many different ways, you know, COVID is a good example of this. As more truth comes out about COVID, I mean, imagine how pissed off people are going to be with the media for what they've done. And don't forget what I just said a little bit ago about how Trump said, you know, Joe Biden is a criminal and you're a criminal for not covering it. Those aren't, you know, those aren't small words. That's a president of the United States calling the media a criminal. And he's also called them the enemy of the people. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if there is some sort of ramifications for these people in a criminal or legal fashion for what they've done and what the lies they've told. You know, who knows if that's how that plays out. But yeah, you do know that they're going to try to do everything they can to pin this on Trump and make Trump look like a, you know, a fascist and an insurrectionist and all this stuff. But I believe Antifa's been pretty much wiped out. I mean, the Kyle Rittenhouse case had hardly any protests. You had the Roe versus Wade stuff. Wasn't much going on. I mean, I haven't seen action from Antifa where you would expect it. And so that makes me curious. I mean, are they just lying in wait for something bigger? Maybe, but there's plenty of evidence that the military was assisting in surveilling the protests back in 2020. Mm. And, you know, I think they mapped it out and who knows, took out the funding, who knows what they did, but I think there's the circumstantial evidence to back that up. And so, you know, it's going to be, if the media does try to do something like this or the left in general, if they try to do some sort of false flag, I really think it's going to be at a point where it falls on deaf ears and nobody's really going to believe what they're saying anymore, except for, you know, the super far left people that believe anything they tell them, the ones wearing three masks driving in a car by themselves.
Yeah.
you know, those people are, you know, screw them. You know, we don't need those people on board anyway. But Arizona, Dave, is such a big, it's a big deal because this is kind of this is the big battlefield right now. Mm-hmm. Because if Carrie Lake is able to overturn that election, they're going to expose everything with not just election related. I mean, that's probably the most important. I think our fraudulent elections are the root of all evil in this country, but they're going to expose like the border stuff, the trafficking, all of it. That's all in Arizona. And they know that's why they worked so hard to steal it. And they're covering it up right now. And so if that goes through and they end up stealing that thing, I'm very curious to see what the response is and how Trump and all these people respond to it. Because I mean, I can't imagine that gets allowed to stand again. I really can't, but who knows? Who knows? You know, Trump has already shown he's a much more patient man than I am or any of us are. We don't know. This could be a long game into 2024. But again, if we don't fix the elections at some point, they're just going to steal 2024 again. It's the same thing with the midterms. I thought Trump was coming back before the midterms, because if he didn't, I thought they were going to steal it. And that's what they did. And I feel the same way about 2024.
Well, the thing is with the elections, we just can't fix the elections until people understand what's been happening with the elections, because, you know, we've been raised to think that the elections are, you know, on the up and up. They're completely transparent. You have the Republican on one side, the Democrat on one side. They're monitoring the elections and, you know, they're tabulating everything perfectly. I mean, we really saw a huge difference in the 2020 election. Now we're seeing the same thing, but on steroids for 2022. And I think now people are really seeing, like, yeah, you know something? Okay, now the elections are going over a week. We have Katie Hobbs, who's the Secretary of State. She's also running for governor. She's also certifying her own election. Yeah, see, right there, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So, yeah. You know, I think at this point, as you said with the poll numbers, people are now coming into the fold. And they're actually saying, you know, something, I see the election fraud. I see there is something wrong. Now, I don't know how this is going to play out with Carrie Lake. I know there's going to be a lot of lawsuits. But once again, they already certified the election and they're going to have some, you know, irrefutable proof to present to show that they actually stole the election. I'm hoping that they were capturing a lot of this information and what they've been doing this entire time. Because that to me, that's the only way. If you have, you know, documented and irrefutable proof, you know, communications and everything like that, this is going to be a tough uphill battle. And
I agree. I mean, right now we're basically at the phase where, okay, they certified it and now it's in the hands of the courts, right? And have we any faith in the courts after what happened in 2020 to fix any of this stuff? I mean, I personally don't. You know, who knows what's changed since then, but or what evidence they have. But if you know, we have Brnovich, who's supposed to be looking into this. I don't trust him. I mean, Katie Hobbs is the one who certified this. I don't trust her, obviously. I mean, I'm worried about Arizona, because I don't know. I personally don't see a path for them to fix this. I mean, I'm hopeful. I don't want that to be the case. So, you know, I'm not trying to blackpill anybody, but I'm just being a realist and to temper expectations, because we have no reason to believe that the courts are finally now, you know, gonna do the right thing and overturn this. So there does have to be some other mechanism to fix this stuff. And I think that's what Trump is kind of, he's planting that narrative seed, right? He's planting the narrative seed that, you know, what do we do about the stolen elections if the Constitution doesn't give us any, you know, explicit method to fix this stuff? And do you just throw it out? Do you do a new one? Do you, you know, are there aspects of the Constitution you have to suspend or whatever to fix this? Something has to happen. And it's funny he says that, because, you know, even those rules and regulations found in the Constitution, nobody can alter that stuff unless you're a sitting president in a time of a war, right? That's an interesting aspect of that, because there's no other method to do that unless, you know, Congress goes through the whole voting process to alter the Constitution. The only, you know, other mechanism is Trump interpreting an act of war, is something I've talked about a lot in my series, and changing that. So it's almost like he's planting the narrative seed to, like, you know, there is a method. We have to do things different. You have to change things to the Constitution. The only way you can do that is through an act of war. It's almost like he's hinting at, you know, what if you already did that prior to leaving office? Which, again, it's that's fully in line with my series, which is, you know, some of his truths lately have really, you know, I call them like Devo proofs. You guys call them, you know, Q proofs. You know, Devo proofs, because it's an interesting narrative that he's trying to paint right now.
No, it really is. And when he's talking about the Constitution, I mean, I took it as what happened with Abraham Lincoln back during the Civil War, where Abraham Lincoln he suspended certain parts of the Constitution because of what was happening. He went to Congress to do this. So this brings me back to, if they try to indict him, if they try to start a civil war, is it actually going to be Trump that does this? Because really think about what he's done here. He's mentioned the Constitution, mentioned, you know, suspending it, but he said, I'm not going to be doing that. It's in the Constitution that it can be done. Now we have the fake news taking a side saying, no, you must protect the Constitution. The Constitution is the law of the land. So to me, I feel like he set them up. Now, what happens when they indict him and they try to start a civil war? Because if they try to start a civil war or a rebellion like in January 6th, this at that point, Biden would then have to step in and say, oh my God, look what's happening. We have the Trump supporters out there. It's not really the Trump supporters, by the way, but they're burning, they're looting. I'm going to have to suspend the Constitution. Now, the fake news and everyone else was out there saying, no, you can't suspend it. You can't suspend it. And now all of a sudden, Biden is going to do it and maybe push the National Guard out to select cities to try to shut down what is happening. Now, is National Guard really going to do anything? No, just like they did nothing during January 6th. So I feel like he's kind of setting them up for all of this, and he's going to let them do the dirty part. Because remember, all optics are off of him. He's not going to come in and say, hey, I'm going to send the National Guard over there. I'm going to suspend the Constitution. I think he's going to let them do it. And once that happens, doesn't this allow the military to step in at a certain point?
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting. And that's kind of what a lot of the stuff that's unfolded with Trumping out of office, it's been done by the Biden administration, right? Like we talked about the Ukraine exposure, all this stuff. It'd be a similar thing with this. I see exactly what you're saying, but I'm still taking a different approach to what Trump's mindset and his truths lately. Like the one truth that he had about the Constitution, that let me read that sentence.
Okay.
A massive fraud of this type and magnitude allows for the termination of all rules, regulations and articles, even those found in the Constitution. Right. So that's Trump. That's what he just said. Now, think back to 2020, right after the election, or even before the election, he said that they were going to steal it. And from November 3rd, the second it, he came out and gave that speech at that night and said that what they were doing was a travesty, all this stuff, all the way through January 20th. And since then, all he's been saying is how this was a massive fraud, a huge steal, right?
Yep.
So the same guy who thought then that there was a massive fraud is now telling us that a massive fraud of this magnitude allows for all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution, to be terminated. Mm-hmm. And so if he thinks that now, if he thought that then, it sheds more light on the fact that he probably already, or maybe not probably, but you can theorize or at least put two and two together that he may have already done something like this, right? And that's where devolution comes into play. But who knows? It would totally fit his playbook to have, them again, the Democrats, the left, their entire platform is hypocrisy, right? So they're going to be preaching about the Constitution, Constitution, Constitution. Now Trump can't do that or form a coup or any of that stuff. And then all of a sudden have Biden come out and do the same thing that they were harping against. It makes total sense. But I still think that the way he worded that about it'll a massive fraud allows for that type of the termination of some aspects of the Constitution. If that's his mindset now, it very well could have been his mindset then, which I believe it was. And so it makes sense that he would have put something in place like this. And it almost brings me back to there's that Campbell versus Clinton precedent. And I've talked about this a lot in the series because I think this is what gives Trump the authority to implement something like devolution. And this was back when, I think it was Campbell. He was a senator and he sued the Clinton administration because he basically went and bombed Yugoslavia or something. Right. Mm-hmm. And the court, they referenced back in Abraham Lincoln and the Civil War and what he did. And they said, we recognize that the president has no power to initiate or declare a war, but war may exist without a declaration on either side. And war could be declared against the United States by actions of another country, right? So that could be, somebody interfering in our elections. That could be considered an act of war, especially because Jay Johnson, the former head of Department of Homeland Security, he's the one who classified election infrastructure as critical infrastructure. And therefore, messing with that at all is considered an act of war, right? So war could exist without an actual official declaration from Congress. If the president does not initiate the war, but he's bound to accept the challenge without waiting for any special legislative authority. Importantly, the court made clear that it would not dispute the president on measures necessary to repel foreign aggression. The president alone must determine what degree of force the crisis demands. Right. So that's the precedent. And then kind of match that up against, again, what Trump just tweeted a couple days ago with a massive fraud of this type and magnitude allows for the termination of all rules, regulations, and articles, even those found in the Constitution. You put two and two together. Trump left office. He walked away from the presidency, but did he really? I mean, he obviously did something to safeguard our country because it makes no sense that he would allow this to happen when that was his mindset. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at.
I agree with that he probably did do something like what you're saying. But again, for the public, and this is why I'm saying that he might switch this to Biden, right? Because if you look at post 1822 from Q, like it says, POTUS is a puppet of Putin. POTUS is going to crash the economy. POTUS is going to start war. And if you notice who's actually doing this, when this was written, POTUS was Trump. It wasn't Biden. So
what's the date on that?
This is August 6, 2018.
Interesting.
So it showed everything that they're saying that Trump was going to do. Actually, Biden is now doing this, crashing the economy, starting a war, a puppet of Putin. So when I heard Trump say this, yes, in the background, this might have been done. But for optics, if we're talking about optics, yep. I would say, you know something? I already did it. But let him go ahead and do this and let everyone see what he's doing. Just like with the vaccines. Yes, Trump introduced it. But who pushed the mandates? Who pushed all the unconstitutional rules trying to get people to take it? Trying to get people to take it, you know, via businesses, keeping churches and temples and mosques shut down. Who was doing all this? This was the Biden administration. I mean, they were calling Trump the dictator. Actually, it turned around and it was Biden who was the dictator. And I, for some reason, I do believe, yes, with devolution, there are a lot of things that are done behind the scenes, but I don't think Trump is going to come out and say, hey, by the way, look what I did. He doesn't seem like that. That we've experienced, it's all optics are completely off of him.
So, exactly. This whole thing is about the optics, again, avoiding the optics of a coup. And that's why he didn't step in prior to Biden taking office. But that's a very interesting, cue drop, that's clearly referencing Biden and everything that's played out.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. I mean, there's a couple. I'm just trying to think of a couple ways that you could get Biden to actually suspend part of like the Constitution, habeas corpus, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Maybe it is something. Maybe Arizona doesn't get certified, and people get pissed off enough to start, protest. I don't know. And then there is that false flag, and that's what they do. Who knows? But yeah, it's interesting, man. It's hard to ignore the parallel and how everything else has unfolded. All this stuff has happened under Biden, which allowed. Same thing's going on with like the Mar-a-Lago raid and all these, investigations into Trump. I mean, it's a template, right? Just Human is he talks about this all the time. It's a template. It's the same template that we're going to end up using to go after, the actual criminals who did everything they're accusing Trump of doing. It's classic projection, right? They could be the same thing with Biden. Biden could be the one that lays the template, even though Trump kind of already probably did something to protect the country. I fully believe he did. But the template for his return and the dismantling of the Constitution, whatever, I could totally see being right and that being something that happens under Biden.
I mean, I think, like Just Human says, it is a template because I think he's been setting them up from the very beginning, like with his tax returns. I mean, he brought it all the way to the Supreme Court. Now, I mean, if you look at one of the Q posts, it says, what happens if we audit the president or any other type of politician, not just them, but their family, their businesses? Well, he just set that precedent, which now they can't argue with. And now he can turn this around, not just him, not him personally, others like maybe the House. They can now say, we would like to take a look at Joe Biden's taxes. We would like to take a look at Hunter Biden's taxes, not the fake ones that they give us. I'm talking about their other businesses that are involved with, because they looked at Trump's businesses. They looked at family. They looked at everything else. Now we can switch it around and go after them. So I think from the very beginning, he's been setting them up and actually baiting them in and actually making them do these things where it's going to be very difficult to reverse. Because now we have a ruling from the Supreme Court and a lot of the other things, they've been going down this path, and he can use all of this to go after them. And I think that's what he's been doing. And it takes time to do this. It doesn't happen in a day. So I think you're right about that.
Yeah, it's interesting, man. I mean, I think, it'll be a very interesting next few, a month now? We have less than a month, I think, until Congress, new Congress takes their seats. I think that's January 3rd. And so there isn't much time here for this whole Arizona situation to play out. We'll see how the lawsuits go. And then from there, who knows if they do get away with stealing the election, watch how quickly things start to kind of is devolve the right word? I don't know. I'm partial to that term devolve, but things are going to get ugly really quick. I think if they're able to switch it, then it's the green light. Like things are finally going to start turning for the better, maybe, because they're going to be able to start exposing more of this stuff on a mass scale. But again, I'm leaning towards that not being the case. I think they're going to get away with it. I hope I'm wrong, but
Well, I think with the information coming out and with Trump's speech on the 15th of November, talking about how these next 2 years are going to be, it's going to be a storm. It's going to be very, very difficult. And this is the battle, I think. This is the meat and the potatoes of all of this, where this is where he's, not him personally, but the military and others are going to push very, very hard. And a lot of information is coming out, will be coming out. And just like with Twitter and Elon Musk, I think they've been setting this up and giving us a weapon to fight against the deep state. And I think this is what they've been prepping for a very long time. And hopefully we all get back on Twitter. I like my original account. Yeah. That'd be very nice.
Yeah. Well, how many followers did you have?
Getting close to 700,000.
Holy cow.
On Twitter, yeah. I get my YouTube account. I don't think YouTube's ever going to come back. I don't think that's going to happen. But I hope I get my Twitter account back. That'd be nice.
I didn't have a Twitter account, you know, back when everybody else was doing the stuff. I didn't start till after. So I started a new one, Patel _ Patriot. And that's where I have, I'm thinking up to like 7,000 or 8,000. I got a ways to go to catch up to you. I doubt I ever will. But well, yeah, I'm confident you'll get yours back.
We'll see. I already put in a request to Elon. We'll see what happens. Haven't heard from him yet. He hasn't called me on the phone.
Yeah. He hasn't called you or texted you?
No, not yet.
Man, if you get that kind of pull, that'd be something.
No, I'm hoping that all the digital soldiers get their accounts back so we can fight as one against this enemy. I mean, that's really what we're fighting against. I call this the Revolution 2.0. It's not being fought with blood and guts and bullets and things like that, but it is a revolution taking back the country. And it is the Revolutionary War 2.0. And I think we're all fighting it.
That's such a good point. We're all on the same side fighting people. And I'm getting so sick of people, you know, all this stupid infighting, like people trying to take other people down and throw slings and arrows at our own side. There's so many more important things to do. You don't have to like everybody. I don't like everybody. I don't retruth everybody. You know, I'm not required to. I don't have to like people, but I'm not going to sit here and talk bad about you publicly either. Right. You know, just
no, it's not
focus,
necessary.
Focus your arrows on the enemy. And we got so much more important things to do. And yet people waste their time. And so I'm excited to get away from True Social a little bit. It's been fun. It's been nice, but it's kind of turned into a little bit of a cesspool in a lot of ways. And we need to get onto Twitter so that we stop attacking ourselves and we can regroup and whatnot on Twitter. And, you know, that can be our platform to game plan or whatever, but Twitter is the battlefield, and right now, because there's nowhere else, truth has become a battlefield itself, and it's toxic right now. We need to change that.
Yeah, I agree with that. We need to go after the enemy and move forward and fighting them and making them try to convince the people that their propaganda is working while we're putting out truth and facts and actually breaking down the propaganda. And I think this has worked in the past. I think it's going to work in the future. And once we have that nice, gigantic weapon of Twitter, I think it's going to be a completely different game. And it's going to be very, very difficult to stop all the digital soldiers. And I think that's what made this possible. Everyone working together, everyone researching on their own, everyone putting out the information. Because when the fake news and the deep state players are fighting against so many digital soldiers, it really makes it hard because you're not just going up against one person and bringing one person down. You're looking at thousands upon thousands of people pushing all this information out. And that's an army. That's an army that can push back. And if you take one person down, there's another person there. If you take that person down, there's another person there. And it's very, very difficult to stop. And I think we stay together, we move forward, we go after the enemy to take back this country. And that's what we need to do.
That's such a good point. I think, you know, our side, we legitimately have the majority and the truth on our side. All they've had is the illusion of truth because they've had the bots and the mechanisms to put their narratives out there. So somebody can tweet something and can have hundreds of thousands of bots, you know, retruth and make it look like this. It's this big, important truth when it's not the case. And then you can't have, you know, anybody contradicting it.
Yeah.
You know, because we're not even on the platform anymore. Now that changes. Now they put something out there. We immediately discredit it with the truth and it goes nowhere because the bots are gone and they have no mechanism of amplifying it. So again, our best days right here are ahead. It's been a struggle the last year, year and a half, whatever. It's been longer for most of you guys that have been in this longer. But, you know, as bad as things are getting, it's, you can tell that this is been kind of the plan the whole time, right? It's about the awakening, and we all have a role to play in it. When I had General Flynn and Boone Cutler on my show talking about 5G warfare, people don't realize that, you know, we are in the middle of a war. This is a narrative warfare, and we all can play a role in that. And so, you know, some people say, I'm going to stay on Truth Social. I'm not going to go to Twitter. That's a mistake. You need to get on Twitter, because every like or retruth, you know, on the truth is it makes it that much more impactful, carry that much more weight. Do you think Trump's going to get to Twitter? Do you think he's going to post?
I think there'll be one post on Twitter. And that is it. And that is
which post do you think that's going to be?
The post about the storm is here.
Yeah.
That's the only post I think that he's going to put out there, and that's going to be that. And I don't think he's going to go back on Twitter right now. I think he's not going back on there because of optics. I think he needs to stay off of there. And I think he needs the others to actually push all this information, because it can't come from him. It has to come from many, many different sources. So that's what I think. That's my personal opinion right there.
I agree. I don't know if he'll post at all. I've seen some theories that he might have a financial obligation to Truth Social, that like if he, you know, he could hurt his ownership of Truth Social by posting on Twitter or moving it over there. I don't know if there's any merit behind that. That's just something I read that I thought was a little compelling. But yeah, I think you're exactly right that he can't be the one to show people or tell people now what's going on.
Yeah.
We're the ones that have to spread the messages. And yeah, that's our role in this, and we just got to keep doing it.
Absolutely. Hey, John, thank you very much for being on the X22 Report Spotlight. How can people see all your work?
Yeah, you know, my Substack, devolution.link. We got the new Badlands Media. You can find me on True Social and Telegram. Search for Patel Patriot on Twitter, Patel_Patriot. I think that's everywhere now. We'll be coming out with a new website for Badlands Media here soon, but don't have it ready quite yet.
All right, I'll put all the links at the bottom of the video. John, once again, thank you very much for being on the Spotlight.
Thanks,
I really appreciate it. Let's talk about our health. Thick skin is for more than just protecting you against hurtful wounds. It also helps you keep looking young, because aging turns your skin from thick and supple to thin and less elastic. Help fight wrinkles and sagging skin with Multicollagen. Multicollagen helps you improve your skin texture, hydration, skin elasticity. It's made with top 5 most critical research types of collagen that support your skin against wrinkles and sagging skin. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their 3-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy to make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for 3 solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest preparedness company, with millions of families already protected. These 3-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. 2022 has shown us what might be coming. So if you're fed up with everything being so expensive and the threat of a recession hanging over us, it's time to take action. A precious metal IRA uses tax-advantaged gold and silver to keep inflation at bay and give you protection from financial nightmares. And you'll get a stunning free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open up a qualifying IRA account this month. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. If New Year's resolution is to improve your health like 48% of other Americans, here's something you can help. Support your weight management goals with this amazing Keto Power. This supplement helps with attaining and maintaining a healthy body weight by helping elevate your body's levels of ketones, which can aid with appetite management, metabolism, and your overall energy levels. Tens of thousands of Americans have turned to this method to help manage their weight. So what do you have to lose? Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com.